Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Okay, let's get started.
But this is also just, I just do want to say, in, you know, as a more illuminating look at Jax, as if he couldn't get worse, you know, as a human sometimes, Ariana does say that when they're out, and I can imagine this is real, it sounds very real, when they're out and Schwartz is blackout drunk, which he does very often, mm-hmm. Jax will just, if they're partying with girls around them who are obviously want to be around them, he will just shove Schwartz's face in a girl's face who wants to make out with him, and they will just like make out drunkenly. So Jax is actively...
He's his pimp?
No. He's actively trying to make Schwartz cheat. He's trying to take advantage of Schwartz's drunkenness by just shoving his face in a girl's face who wants to make out with him so that he'll have more shit on Schwartz. Like a horrible friend.
He's a puppeteer.
He makes him cheat. Like, oh, he's still at fault, obviously, but Jax is like trying to make it easier for Schwartz to cheat on Katie actively. And we know that's true because he's talked about how he wishes Schwartz would fuck a girl in front of Katie.
Yes, exactly. So here Ariana shows her true colors. She says she wants Kristen to be fired, but she would settle for her tongue getting cut out.
I know.
Barbaric.
Barbary. And I thought... I was like, oh, is this in reaction to what Kristen has been saying with the Mack truck and stuff? But she hasn't heard those horrible death threats yet. So this is an independent, Ariana-initiated cutting of the tongue when she hasn't heard how Kristen talks to her.
It's giving, like, Taliban, like, the most violent thing I've ever heard.
That's what I thought. I said, Ariana, you're talking almost like the Taliban. Also, I remember that Ariana makes sort of a meal of Kristen's death threats when at season three. I remember that happens. And I don't think anyone ever brings up the fact that Ariana said she wishes Kristen's tongue was lulled out of her mouth and that she would get it chopped off.
We need to remember that when we are talking about the fuck yourself with a cheese grater and this stuff was, like that.
This was like an introductory version of demented subhuman cheese grater.
Totally. This is a quick aside, but I sent you a clip on, it was the clip we talked about on the emergency episode of Katie and Ariana talking about that Tom won't move out or whatever. And I just went through the comments to gauge sentiment. And there were a lot of comments that were saying like, take the money and run, get over it. Like, sick of hearing about this, like, get over it. And then I read some of Lala's comments when she was talking about, I don't know, Scandoval in general. And people were like, what do you have to say about how you bullied Rachel? It was over the top or whatever. So I'm like, whoa, like with time has settled.
Yes.
I do think everyone's going to reassess.
Woo! But you know what people, what you know about time, right? What Einstein.
Heals all wounds.
Yeah, what philosophers have said.
Oppenheimer.
People have talked about time, and I don't even want to get into it. But, I will say, we are more removed from this, but when this was filmed, in June, or July, they were very much still in the moment of this thing, like we all were.
Yes.
So you have to remember, look how we're watching Schwartz on Winter House. You have to remember what Scandoval was like.
Totally.
So it's, they may be over it, but they weren't at that time. And it's very justifiable that 3 months later, they are still in the thick of Scandoval, like we all were.
Sure. Yeah.
But you're right. I mean, people are going to get...
It's just wild to... I feel like people were like, no, I'll never change my mind. Like, jail or bust.
Jail.
For Scandoval. Death. Death. I mean, death.
Yeah. But
people were giving Taliban to Sandoval.
I know. I knew people were going to... reassess eventually. And there were those people that, you know, there were Sandoval defenders like right after Scandoval, you know, there are people like that, but
but he's like, the footage that I've been seeing, I think even your wife had a sighting of Sandoval in the public that's on TikTok of him dancing his classic Sandoval style. And I'm like, I swear to God, you need to stop.
Yeah.
He's out of control. He's just, he is, has rotten riz.
Rotten riz.
It's like he has a worm in his brain that makes him have to like flip every microphone three times in his hands and like do the worm all the time.
Yeah. Well, it's sort of like, it's like all press is good press, like that philosophy or whatever. But also when he's out and there are people who probably to everyone in their life would say Sandoval is a worm and I hate him. But then when they actually get around him, they are just as providing just as much adulation as if he was anybody else.
Yeah.
It's sort of a warped world to live in as Sandoval. I'm not defending him. I'm just saying that he's gotten positive affirmation in his life from a lot of people around him enough to where he could say, I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
This isn't so bad.
Right.
You know what I mean?
He's like finally peeking out from the wormhole because maybe he won't get tomatoes thrown at him finally.
Yes. Like the internet is one thing, but in his actual life, he is seeing people turn towards him and he's still being respected as a, you know, a Bravo celebrity.
Yeah.
Like when like he
hasn't
goes
been
out
at Schwartz and Sandy's in months and he's finally going back there.
Should I say that? Like, should I say this sort of like the thing that we noticed? This one's for you tonight. Sorry about that. Amy and I had to stop talking because we heard Rumpy Pumpy going around the shed, and we knew Lisa would be following him. If you want to keep listening to this episode, you can subscribe to our Patreon, and you'll get a Vanderpump Rules recap episode from the very beginning every single week. Plus, you can become a member of the Tipsy Turtle Club, where Amy and I make the most famous cocktails in Bravo history. So please, if you like what you listen to here, subscribe and become a Villa Rosa VIP, where you can feel like a cherished guest at Villa Rosa. We love you so much. So if you love us, subscribe on Patreon.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.